Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
You know, it's a wonderful thing to know that regardless of who we may think we are and who other people think we are, God knows who we are. And God accepts us just the way we are. God loves us unconditionally today. And that's so freeing when you really understand that the love of God is regardless of anything we've done, He loves us all just the same. Amen. Would you just please begin to invite people to this time in the Word of God? Those of you who are here, just go ahead and start inviting everybody, sharing with everybody on your list, and let them know that this is a time of divine appointment. There is something God wants to say to us. I hope you're doing the same thing online. As many people as you can, please understand, folks, that God is trying to talk to us. Every time we get together, these are not messages just thrown together. These are messages where I really am praying and saying, God, talk to us all. Say something that'll change us. Say something that has to do with where we live today, what's happening today. Would you pray with me as we start? Heavenly Father, we love you today. I pray for all of the people, Lord, those online and those coming on right now, those here. Father, we just pray right now that the power of the Holy Spirit will reach out and touch us all, that will change us all, that will comfort us all. Holy Spirit, speak to lips of clay. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's all say amen and amen. Today's message is entitled, Get Over It and Don't Look Back. If you've ever failed God, He wants you to repent and get over it. And He doesn't want you to look back. You know, you cannot move forward with God or life itself looking in the rear view mirror of your life. Things you regret, things you wish were different. Hey, it's important for you to understand that when you pray, God has forgiven you. God has let you go. And He's saying, now go. Come on with me. There's work to be done. There are stakes and there are high stakes because there are people standing at the crossroads of eternity without a guide. And that's where we come in. God wants us to show them the way of salvation. He says, whosoever will, let him come. But it's important for people to see that there is someone who has actually experienced something with God. And there has been a change in their life. That this whole thing about God and Jesus is true. That He really does save. He really does deliver. He really does change lives. It's important for us to all realize that before we were born, God placed the call upon our lives to accomplish more than we can even imagine. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there's a season. And there's a time for every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. And God makes everything beautiful in its time. It's important for us to realize that life is a journey initiated and planned by God. And God's purpose for your life is to put you in a season to fulfill a divine purpose. That's why you're here now. Because there's a work that God has for you. And when you follow His plan, you'll experience blessing and success. The scripture says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They're plans for peace, not for disaster. Plans to give you a future filled with hope. And that means, in the original language, to give you peace, to give you health, to give you prosperity. And God's plans cannot be executed unless you're able to climb over your failures and your difficulties and not look back. You know what the Bible says? It says in Psalm 90 and 10, even the best years of our lives are filled with pain and trouble. And that's because we are under spiritual attack by an enemy from the day we were born. And if you don't believe in the devil now, just keep living. And by the way, stop blaming God for what the devil is doing in the world and maybe even in your life. The Bible tells us that we are in a spiritual war. In Ephesians 6 and 11, it says, put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits. That's more than lions and tigers and bears. We are really facing an unseen enemy that is determined to destroy us. In fact, the devil is the one attacking your health, your relationships, and your success. So the Bible warns us to curb every passion and be on the alert, because your great enemy, the devil, is going about like a roaring lion to see whom he can devour. Withstand him by standing firm in your faith. Now, many of us were attacked by the enemy long before we even thought he was real. He attacked, he tempted, he deceived us, and he wreaked havoc in our lives. We've made wrong decisions, wrong relationships, wrong behavior. And many feel that they can't recover from these things in their lives. But let me just say this, the devil is a liar. Don't give up. Because God has given each of us another chance. In Romans chapter 5 and 15, it says, for the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. It's time to stop letting the devil and others tell you that you're not good enough to be used by God because of a baggage that you have. I'm going to say it again. The devil is a liar. The Bible says in Colossians 1 and 14, in Christ we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of our sins. It also says all who believe and accept him, he gave the right to become the children of God. When we become the children of God, we've got privileges. Say, I've got privileges. Say, I'm blessed. And God has great things in store for my life. If you believe that, give God a hand of praise right now. We got to declare and we got to believe and we got to confess some things to get what God has for us. Let the church say amen. Now, if you've repented and you've turned away from your wrong behavior, newsflash, God has forgiven you. People may not have forgiven you, but God has forgiven you. And you need to give yourself permission to keep living. Stop looking for the approval of people and just move on. Oh, that sounded good. I said, stop looking for the approval even of the people in your life and just move on. Let's give God a hand of praise once again for truth today. Because the devil is the one who will keep you in bondage by the opinions of others. Or you might as well say amen. Amen. God says, look, pray for my direction. God says, submit to my plan because my yoke is easy. My burden is light. You know, people have always been judging others and trying to judge them. The Bible says that the religious leaders brought a woman to Jesus who had been caught in adultery. And they did this to see if Jesus would ignore the truth to try to save the woman from being stoned to death. This is found in John chapter 8 and 7. And the Bible says at that time, Jesus was writing something on the ground. It may have been that he was already exposing their sins. Because when he raised himself up, he said, he who is without sin among you, let him throw the first stone at her. And then the Bible says, and he stooped down again and continued writing on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, dropping the rocks, beginning from the oldest one to the last. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing with him. And when Jesus raised himself up, he saw that everyone had left but the woman. And he said to her, "Woman, where are your accusers?" And she says, "They've all gone, Lord." And he said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Listen, God does not continue to whip us for our past sins. When we've asked for forgiveness, God forgives us. Case closed. He simply wants us to quit it and to forget it and not to go back to those things again, because he who the Son sets free is really free. The point is, you have a choice. You have a choice to accept your true destiny in life, which is to serve God and fulfill a divine purpose, or live on the crumbs that this world offers. Even crumbs can give you a bellyache. You need to understand that God has the true way. He is the one who brought you into this world and inserted you in this time in history to fulfill a divine purpose. And it's important for you to know that God is not a God who whips. He's a God who loves. He's a God who hugs. He's a compassionate God. And he will not remember your sins. Listen to what the Bible says in Micah 7 and 19. Once again, you will show compassion upon us. It's because we need God's compassion again and again. You will trample our sins under your feet and throw them into the depths of the ocean. And for those of you who keep fishing for people's sins, God warns you today. Get off the devil's payroll or he'll judge you. In fact, let me give you some scripture behind what I just said. In Matthew 7 and 1, it says, "Do not judge others and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others." I don't know why people think that they're so righteous that they have the right to judge other people. God doesn't feel that way. In fact, God knows all your sins. God knows what you're doing right now while you condemn other people. Oh my. And this is what Jesus says. He says, "Why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own?" That's a Selah. I'm going to say it again. God knows your sins. It goes on to say, Jesus said, "Hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your eye, and then you will well be able to deal with perhaps the speck in your friend's eye." The Bible goes on to say, "Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another." Listen, folks, this is one of Satan's ways of keeping people locked in their past. By people condemning them for what they did in the past. The Bible says the devil is the accuser of the brethren and sisterin. So if you feel like judging someone because of, what they did, just know you're on the devil's payroll. But God says he's going to judge you. Because the truth is, love covers a multitude of sin. "Well, I love you, so I just feel like I need to point this sin out to you." Love covers. "Well, we need to get on the prayer line and pray. We need to pray for them because, you know, they ain't just not living right. They ain't doing the right thing." Love covers a multitude of sins, the Bible says. You know, many people who profess to be Christians have a love problem. And this is just the truth. In John 13 and 34, Jesus said, "I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another." That means don't bring up the sins of the past. I mean, we'd all be devastated if we prayed and said, "Lord, forgive me." And he says, "You're forgiven." And then 5 minutes later, he said, Mama, do you remember what you did? He'd be devastated. That's not forgiveness. The Bible says your love for one another will prove to the world that you're really my disciples. You see, love is the Christian badge of discipleship. The Bible wants to let you know today that if you have sinned and you've asked God for forgiveness, no matter how much the devil condemns you or you feel condemned, there is now no condemnation, no judgment, no punishment against those who are in Christ. Those who are believers in Christ can no longer be condemned. The standards of the Spirit who gives life through Jesus Christ has set you free. You are free from your past. If anyone is in Christ, they became a new creation.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Now, Pastor Steve would like to invite you to a very special event.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Week of Consecration and Prophetic Ministry, January 22nd through the 24th at 7:30 p.m. The theme of our consecration is operating in supernatural faith, favor, and success. God wants to equip you with victory regardless of the opposition you face. I will be teaching from the Word of God to show you how. I will be sharing every night scriptural insights for breakthrough success. These services will be absolutely life-changing. God desires to prepare you this year to reach your divine potential. Invite family and friends. This is a spiritual opportunity you don't want to miss. I look forward to praying for you. Now let's get back into today's message.
The old things are passed away. All things have become new. And anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. If people want to accuse you for doing something, you say, I don't know who you're talking about. What are you saying? Yeah, you did this. No, not me. That must have been a lookalike. Because I'm a new creation. I'm a new person. That person doesn't exist anymore. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says the old life is gone and the new life has begun. If you really believe that, give God a hand of praise today. Your life is over from the past. You have a new life today. It's power. It's love. It's a sound mind in Jesus Christ. And for those who just can't forgive themselves or others, listen to what God says all about starting new. It says, the Lord says, forget what happened before and do not think about your past. Look at the new things that I am doing. In fact, it's already happening. Don't you see it? Some of us can't see the new things, the changes in our lives, the blessings we have, because we still have one foot in the past. God wants you to break up with your past. God wants you to embrace your future, a glorious future that He has for your life. Now, I just want to remind you that nothing just happens. You're listening to me today by divine appointment. In fact, the Bible says that the Word of God is alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between our soul and the spirit. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. This appointment was made by Him. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes, and He is the one whom we must all give an account to. So God, yes, He speaks to us. He sets up the appointed time to deal with issues in your lives. And this is the time to let go of your past. Whatever you've done, God wants you to get over it, to climb over it, and don't look back. You know, the Bible warns us of the dangers of looking back. There's a story about a man named Lot. Lot made many mistakes in his life, but he was protected by his uncle Abraham's prayers. And one day, God was speaking with Abraham, and He told him that the city in which Lot lived was about to be destroyed. So Abraham interceded for Lot, for his safety. And as a result, God sent two angels to rescue his family. This is found in Genesis 19 and 15. It says, "And when the morning came, the angels hurried Lot, saying, 'Get up, take your wife and your two daughters, lest you be consumed in the iniquity of this city. Escape for your life and don't look back. And don't stay anywhere near the plain.' Then God rained brimstone and fire down on Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities were destroyed. And Lot's wife looked behind her, and immediately she was turned to a statue of salt." The angel warned, don't look back. In the midst of your deliverance, you can still be destroyed if you keep looking back. Let me ask you a question. What causes you to keep looking back on your past? Is it the pain of regret, of your poor decisions, of broken relationships, of emotional wounds, lost opportunities, or even to reestablish a relationship? Listen, one of the devil's chief strategies is to influence you by keep looking back. He wants you to keep one foot in your past. He tries to keep us connected with our old life, our failures, and our disobedience to God to destroy us. But listen to what God said when he called Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and 1. He said, "Abraham, leave your country, leave your relatives and your father's family, and go to a land I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others." And God's blessing was contingent on Abraham's obedience to leave his past and not to look back. Whatever keeps you from looking back is an assault on your destiny. Whatever you refuse to forget from your past is creating a barrier to God's success for your life. So let it go. Get over it. And don't look back. You see, Satan seeks to cause you to remain as close to your past as possible because he wants to tempt you to betray God. He wants you to fail. He preys on our guilt, the things we've done in the past, the things that we haven't tied off, the things that we feel it's not settled yet. You have got to settle it with God. You have got to settle it with God by asking for forgiveness, by asking God to forgive you or that other person who so greatly harmed you. You've got to do it. You know, Jesus warned Peter and Judas that they would betray him. And it was because of his love for them that he confronted the offense to maintain the relationship. Jesus not only spoke in his word what we should do, but he actually did it. It says in Matthew 18 and 15, "If another person sins against you, go privately and point out the offense. If the other person listens and confesses, then you have won that person back." Well, the Bible says it was in the evening that Jesus sat down at the table with the 12 disciples. And while they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me."
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of the message for today is Get Over It. This is part one. Now here's Pastor Steve with a special prayer for the new year.
Father, we thank you today for your goodness, your love, your mercy. Your grace has carried us into this new year. Your word says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." You forgave all of our sins and you heal all of our diseases. Take us through this new year keep us, guide us, direct us, and may we look to you for all of our needs. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.